Unity. Once the snow has melted and the geese return from the south, watching farm machinery scurry down the Saskatchewan roads is more common than gophers. With tractors and implements growing a little more each year, anyone who is traveling needs to be aware of how to share the road. Due to the large size, farm equipment does not travel very fast. While most Class 5 vehicles travel at speeds between 80 to 100 km per hour, it does not take long to meet up with the larger vehicle. While most farmers are aware of them holding up traffic, they do their best to ensure no one gets hurt in the process of moving equipment. While most times the equipment is only being moved from one field to the next, there are times when the equipment travels further. Often, the drivers will pull over at an approach and stop, giving vehicles behind them a chance to pass safely. If you do decide to pass the machinery, always ensure you have enough time to safely pass as well as enough space. Most times, moving farm equipment involves more than one person. Watch to ensure there is no other farm equipment or vehicles following closely. Farmers are generally good about putting on the hazard lights to forewarn oncoming traffic. As the size of the equipment grows, more of the road is taken up when traveling. There are also times when the operator of the equipment cannot see traffic behind or beside them. If you are caught behind someone who may not be aware of your presence, you can either continue to follow them or check to see if it is safe to pass, which may take you out of their blind spot and allows them to move over more. As mentioned above, most equipment will have hazard lights flashing, which can render the turn signals useless. If you feel the operator of the equipment is slowing down, you too should slow down and be ready for any sudden movements. Give the operator space if they are turning, as the machinery will need extra room. It is best to wait until the operator is done making the turn before continuing your trek. There are also a lot more farmers who use smaller vehicles, such as all-terrain vehicles, to get from one place to another. These vehicles are much quicker than the large equipment, however, drivers need to be aware of them. If you are passing one of these smaller vehicles on a gravel road, be respectful, slow down and pass as far over as possible. This will help with less gravel flying up and less chance of someone getting hurt. We all want to see everyone get home safe at the end of the day, so make sure you leave with plenty of time to get to your destination in case you do encounter a bit of a hold up.